Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Anime Podcast. Another episode. The latest episode that I uploaded was actually an older episode that I recorded, and I sort of uploaded it a lot later than I was supposed to, I guess. I think I shot like two episodes in like 2 days, and then I uploaded one and sort of like did not upload the other one. Sort of, because I forgot. And also, yeah, I was kind of hoping that I would be able to get some more volumes in. Sorry, not some more episodes in. Maybe record one or two more and then sort of, I guess, work through there. But I didn't end up just not uploading for a while, not recording for a while until today. Reasons being, I think every single fucking time I mention this, I'm super fucking busy, but the end of uni is just around the corner. We're almost at the end. The thing is with what I'm doing in the uni, I'm really busy until the end of the semester, and then I would have like 3 or even 4 exams to do, and then I think I always did 4 exams until the end of 2019. Middle of 2020 actually, and I had 4 exams at the time. And then before that, I've always had 4 exams, apart from my first ever semester. I think I only had 3 exams, but then again, it's like a lot. And this time around, I have like 1. Technically, I have 2, but the other one is like it's not really an exam. It is an exam, but also it's not really an exam. Like, it's not like something you're supposed to spend too much time doing. It's sort of, it is like 20%. More like talking about like what you've studied and whatever sort of stuff. And then I do have an exam, but like a week later, or like 2 weeks later, I think, something like that. I do have some time between university ending and then like the final day of uni and then like my exam. So I do have a 2 week period where I can just study basically one exam. I'm probably going to spend some time on that. One of those exams, the one exam that I had to do, the 20% one anyways, but I'm depending on how well I'm doing in that unit, I might not really, just because, I don't know, the exam is not really that difficult, and I don't think people are going to spend too much time on it. So who am I? It's kind of like, from what I know, it's just sort of one of those things where it's pretty easy. You can just do it anytime, in the period of like a week. You can just do it anytime you want. You have like all day to do it, like 24 hours to do your exam, and then you can just submit it. So, yeah, I'm probably going to spend one of those days, but I don't know if I'm going to study much or whatever. Before that, I don't really need to prep too much about that. I'm just going to focus on the one exam that I have. I have 2 weeks to study for one exam, which is pretty decent. I am working, though, on the Sundays, so there'll be 2 days where I'm going to be studying, where I'm going to be working. I don't work that long anyways, so it's one of those things where I can just work and then head home, study at home, something like that. That's probably the plan. I do also have an event on the day after my final day of uni, my final day of uni is on a Friday. We have something due that day, and, you know, that's going to be pretty hectic, so I'm plan to take the next day off and go to that event, and then the day after that event I'll be working. That's why I'm probably not gonna drink too much in that event, because I've worked the next day, and the last thing I want to be is hungover and work. So it's one of those things where I'm probably gonna have a pint or two, but I'm probably going to focus on the eating and the socializing aspect of it. So there you go. So my plan is to study all day till till like the evening, and then whenever I feel like I can't study anymore, or like whenever I feel, you know, tired, or like once I think I've covered enough of the subject, or of the unit, I guess I'm probably gonna go home or go to the gym or have some rest, and I might be able to record or a podcast or two. That's what I'm planning to do. But obviously, during the when exams are over and when uni is technically over, I think I'm gonna have like a 7 week off, 6 to 7 weeks off. And I don't know, man. I'm probably gonna work for a few days of the week, but the rest of the week I'm probably gonna either do my thesis. But really, I've done a lot over the semester just so I can kind of enjoy my my holiday. So I might, it might be an actual holiday. I might actually spend most of the 6 to 7 weeks, maybe not most, but like a good period of it, like actually just chilling, having a rest after such a hard, I guess not hard, but busy period. But yeah, there you go. And now back to the anime, back to the things that I'm looking forward to, or just stuff that I've been doing, like watching or reading lately. I've been going back to Komi Can't Communicate, and funnily enough, we finally, like the day after I picked up all the volumes that I have, that I don't have, Komi is apparently gonna get an anime. It's gonna be done by the studio Ohm, the ones that's doing, they're doing, so it's been confirmed, like, it's gonna, like, October 2021, it's gonna be confirmed. It doesn't say the studio, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Ohm Studio. They're doing, Autaxi right now, which I don't know how well they're doing. I've not been watching, I think I remember saying that it's one of those shows that I felt it would be pretty interesting, and, oh, it's actually 7.81, it's actually not rated that badly. I think at the time when I was looking through it, it was, the rating of it was pretty low. I think it was like closest to 7, but I had a feeling it was going to be pretty cool. They did Berserk. The 1997 Berserk. They did Pokemon The Origin. At least had working. Oh, they did the Mewtwo movie. The Mewtwo no Gyakushu movie. Momoe no Tegami. What? Oh, this says Production IG, but I think Studio Ohm might have some sort of work on it. They've done a lot of the Pokemon movies. And also the Pokemon show. I mean, to be honest, Komi does not need, like, a super, doesn't need to be, like, a madhouse that's doing it or whatever. It's just, because because of how the show is, and I guess kind of, because of how, yeah, just how the show is and stuff, I'm just quite interested in, because a lot of the a large majority of the show is quite, how should I say this correctly, mundane. I'm quite interested in how they're going to actually tackle this, and how they're going to animate it, and also, like, how many volumes they're doing, and things like that. I'm actually quite interested. I do really, really like Komi. It's probably one of my favorite mangas right now. And one of those mangas that, like, whenever the newest volume is out, like, I need to get that new volume, just because it's really good. Like, I really like Komi. Definitely one of the best mangas out, still, like, out right now. That's, I guess, of popularity, because that has popularity or notoriety. Because there's a lot of mangas out there. A lot of, like, especially, like, mangas that's still kind of, like, in Japan, where on March 2021, so the newest volume should be out soon, the volume 12 should be out soon of Komi, so it's another thing I need to get, soon, if it's coming out March, if volume 11 came out March, and volume 12 should come out, volume 16, what the fuck, 14. No, I don't need to go. We don't need to go that far. Volume 13. No. Volume 15. No. I just cannot find volume 12. Oh, there you go. May 19, 2021. So it should be coming pretty soon. I am looking forward to that. I'm not gonna lie. I am really looking forward to that coming out because, again, I had like seven volumes for the longest time. I read it all. I got the eighth volume, I think, in like a bookstore or something. Like I just happened to see it, so I picked it up. And then I just never read it. I just didn't read it for the longest time. And then I was like, you know what? I want to start reading some of the mangas that I've not read yet, the ones that I've owned. And, you know, pretty smart decision from my part, actually. Actually, what is my recent We Never Learn volume? Because I think, no, March the 3rd should be, I should have that. Which is my, I used to put my Kaguya-sama next to my We Never Learn, just because, I don't know, they're both romance, so they're always next, I do have volume 14, so I need to get volume 15 of it whenever that arrives. So volume 15, May 5th, 2021, so it's already out, technically, so I just need to wait for that to, like, because us people in Perth, we also get stuff a lot later as well, so yeah, that kind of sucks, because it says 5th of May, sometimes it doesn't arrive till like a week or 2 weeks later, which kind of sucks, because, you know, I like to collect it, and I also like to read it as well. That kind of sucks, but yep. Uruka Takamoto figure. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of nice, but Uruka is not my favorite character. She's probably third. I do like probably third or fourth. It's like Ogata is definitely my least favorite character in We Never Learn. Like, it's not even a competition which one I like least. I did not really like Asumi, the senpai, that much until recently in the manga. So I would say, obviously, Furuhashi's number one. Mafuyu's number two. I would say I'd put Asumi number three, Uruka number four, and Rizu number five. So she's not even my top three. So why the hell would I get a figure of her? But also, she's the only one who got a figure. I can understand why, especially if you have watched or read very far in the manga. You would know why there's a figure of her rather than the other characters, even though Furuhashi is most definitely the most popular character. I'm not saying that just because it's, you know, the character that I like most, I guess, but also she is the most popular character on my anime list. So yeah, I don't really know why, apart from the reason why. I kind of don't want to divulge any information on why it's her figure that's coming out, but I think someone might be able to read the lines a bit. They're not a seven. I'll give the second season a seven, but I definitely have to give this first season a six. I think the second season was a little bit better just because it was covering better stuff, but I don't know, man. I do not really love Bokuben. I like Bokuben, but mostly because of the girls in it. I think as a story, and everything, it's kind of simple. It's kind of like, it's a bit like Nagatoro. Like, I do really like Nagatoro, I'm not gonna lie, I do like Nagatoro, but also, let's be fucking honest, it's not really like the best manga or show out story wise and everything. It is quite simplistic, but I don't know, man. It's quite good. I quite like it.
It's one of those shows that
I just enjoy. I don't know what else to tell you. I kind of like the manga as well, but I don't know for some reason why. I don't know the reason why, but like the newest, I just can't find volume 5, man. It's like there's so many places getting volume 6, but no volume 5, and I need a volume 5. So if I ever found volume 5, I'm definitely getting volume 5, but I just cannot find volume 5 for some fucking reason. Shows that I'm really been into, shows that I've sort of, I think I did one of these where I just updated, on like my progress of the shows and the shows that I end up watching or like continuing to watch. I'll get straight to it. Vivi is one of the shows that arguably is a show that I look forward to the most, sort of, just because I have no idea what's going to happen. And it's very, very good. Like, just because of the way Vivi is, so with the way they do the storylines, it would be, so each storyline has like 2 episodes. The first episode is sort of like an introduction to everything, introducing the characters, introducing to the problem. And then it always ends with a fucking cliffhanger. And like, the second episode of that storyline would be the more interesting one and would be the most interesting parts of the show. So I would say waiting for the second episode of every storyline is probably what the thing I'm most hyped for. The show in general, to be freaking honest, I don't really, a lot of the times the first episodes are kind of, you have to have that, right? You have to have an episode where you build the story and everything, and it is required. I'm kind of just being a little bit in this, but the first episode of every single like storyline, I'm kind of like meh, but I need to watch it so I can enjoy the second part of the episode. I think I'm basically, my point is that I feel like the show itself is a bit too short. Like, so far, the fact that we're only getting like 2 episodes per storyline, I think that's a little bit short. But to be honest, I'm not super duper complaining. And also, like, it's kind of understandable because it is like a brand new show. And yeah, it's not, there's no like, it's an original. It's an anime original. 13 episodes. I don't know. Like, it doesn't have that much hype. And to be and right now, there's like only 150,000 people like who's saying that they're watching this, which is a shame, because we do have plenty of good shows this season. I think this season's kind of, just because of how good last season was, I think this season's gonna get overlooked a lot, but the fact that we're getting a lot of really good, even stuff like Nagatoro and Combatants Will Be Dispatched. Like, those are 2 fun shows, man. Like, I reckon, okay, they're not amazing, or I don't think I would really watch them again, like, or really recommend them to someone, but I reckon those 2 shows, at least those 2 shows, because I'm, arguably, those are the 2 worst shows that I'm currently watching in the season. Even though that's the case, even though they're like a 6 or a 7 out of 10, I still think they're pretty fun, and it's one of those shows that I'm like, ah, okay, I'll definitely watch this, the newest episode. I'm not gonna like super duper enjoy it, but it's somewhat interesting, somewhat fun, and it's just, you know, fluff. Actually, Combatants Will Be Dispatched. Speaking about that, I did not watch, like, I watched the first episode, I thought it was pretty interesting, and I just didn't watch it for the last month, and then the last, took 2-3 days, I have actually caught up to it, and I would say that it's alright. It kind of has that Konosuba vibe to it, just without the very well-written characters, or the very fun characters. Definitely, Alice is definitely my favorite character in this. Alice is actually really, really, a really good character. I reckon she's quite funny, she's quite witty, and also has nothing to do with the fact that she's a fucking loli, okay? Do not fucking mention anything. But she, you know, she, I reckon she's arguably the most likable character. Number 16 is alright. I think they're trying to, because of how well Kazuma is as a character, and because he's such an asshole, they sort of made a character that's kind of similar to that. But Kazuma is not really a bad person. I think he's sort of, I think he's an okay guy, and it's just that the situation he's in and the people that he's around sort of forced him to be one. And he's just basically giving everyone a taste of their own medicine in a way. Obviously, like, he isn't, in a way, an asshole. Like, you can't just, he's not the nicest fucking person in the world, but he only really acts really shit to people that kind of treats him like shit as well. It's like, I don't know. There's like, he's a likable asshole, I reckon. He's a bit like, what's the fucking guy's name? That guy from fucking Die Hard. Bruce Willis in Die Hard 1, where he's a bit of an asshole, a bit of a dick, but he's likable. Like, he's a likable, you want to root for him. And number 16 in the show is kind of, I understand if he's a dick to his boss, his bosses, just because they treat him like shit, like underpay him, make him do all his missions, and you know, basically treat him like shit. But like, the people in the kingdom aren't really that bad, but he's just taking the piss the whole fucking time. And I understand that he's a troll, but I don't know, man. Like, I find it kind of, I just, I'm, a lot of the times I'm like, why do you need to act like a dick, like, the whole time? Like, he doesn't, you don't need to be a dick at this in this situation. Like, you can just be a normal person. Also, I just realized, Kakushi Goto's got a really high rating. And now I kind of want to see it. So, I might see that tonight. Yeah, so I would say those two shows, interesting, quite fun. Obviously, those two shows I'm probably going to watch till it ends, but I'm just saying I'm not, like, really highly recommending it to anyone, but it's my, like, shit, two shit shows that I watched for the season. Shows that I did not end up watching, even though I said I will. One of them being Sayonara Watashi no Kurema. Watched the first episode, kind of meh. I think a lot of the bad part is the, basically the bad parts of the manga gets kind of fleshed out. Like, I've always known that this show is not, the manga itself is not, like, amazing. Like, it's not, like, the best manga of all time. But I think I've said that, I basically conceded that I like this because I love soccer. Like, I'm not gonna say that's not the case. The story is alright. I guess the whole show in general is alright. The characters are okay. And, but there are good moments in the show. But the problem is with this, especially with studio, with Lion Films doing it, I thought the animation was kind of crap. I didn't think that it was very well animated, personally. And, I don't know, man. Like, the ratings is plummeting and plummeting. It's like 5.87 right now. So, it's, you know, not doing very well. But funnily enough, the guy who did this, also the guy who did Your Lie in April, which is arguably my favorite anime of all time, it's probably up there. I can't really say what my favorite anime is, just because it's difficult to say what my anime is, my favorite anime is. But Your Lie in April is always in that rotation, in that top three, I would say, of my personal list. I think Monogatari would be up there. Your Lie in April would be up there. And probably something like... I'm not going to lie. When I watched Steins Gate, I was actually very, very enticed by that show. And I don't know, man. Like, I think Steins Gate had quite an impact on me as a show. Just because... just how amazing. And Steins Gate is so amazing. But, like, I have a thing against saying... against being super into a really popular show. Even though I just said Your Lie in April, which is a popular show, so there you go. Munch Comes in Like a Lion is definitely up there, man. Like, it's definitely top five for me. Clannad After Story. And arguably the most underrated, or at least an anime that's not very well known, but I just love and... kind of people, there's a lot of people who don't like this show, which is Tsukigakure. I just really like the realism of it. I just really like that it's so like innocent, and it is very slow. Like, I'm gonna say it right here, right now. If you're used to your Toradora's, Golden Times, your We Never Learns, Nisekoi, this ain't it, chief. Like, it's not fast-paced. It's not gonna make you feel... it's not gonna make you, you know, have the feels. It's not like... because this show is super realistic to... and obviously, there's some dramatization, but it's very realistic, very... I just find it really innocent. I think that's the best word to describe it. And, Vivi is up there. So, shows... now, I'm gonna talk about the shows that I do recommend. And I am watching. And that's not fucking My Hero Academia, okay? I'm just waiting for... basically, I'm just waiting for a reason to go back into My Hero Academia. And the only thing I really like so far about My Hero Academia is the ending song, just because it's by the Peggies. And I can't remember her name, but the singer in Peggies, I just think she's really cute. And also, she's a really good singer as well, so it's probably the best part of the show so far, but at least as a show, I'm kind of like meh towards it. 86 is up there. 80. I just watched the newest episode as well. Like a couple of hours ago. Very, very good. Higahiro, definitely up there. One of my favorite romances as well right now. And I think that's it. I'm not watching anything else, am I? Every time, man, every time I do this podcast, like, my nose would just block up. Is it something about me just keep talking? Is it because I've been talking so much, my nose just fucking blocks out? I don't know. So, I'm currently watching 6 shows. Vivi, 86, Higahiro. Nagatoro and Kanbansu will be dispatched. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I'm only watching 5 right now. Okay. Those are the 5 that I'm watching right now. I did watch the first episode of To Eternity, but I'm kind of waiting for more episodes to come in, just because I feel like it's one of those shows that I kind of want to binge a little. So I've sort of been waiting for more to come in. And also because I started watching other shows as well. Durarara. I'm like 4 episodes in for Durarara. Also watching, and almost finished with My Love Story. I'm on episode 22, which is the third last episode. I just finished the 21st episode, like, maybe... I think it was last night. Yeah, last night. I finished the 21st episode last night, and If I have time, I might watch that the rest of the night, but it's almost 12 o'clock, so I don't know. I might watch that, but I don't know. Dororo is pretty good, but it's really, really fucking confusing. I'm not gonna fucking lie. Like, I can't understand the half of what's happening right now, but I guess that's also why I'm really into it. It's because of how weird it is. And a manga that I've kind of been waiting for. A School Frozen in Time, Sumetai Kosha no Toki wa Tomaru, by Naoshi Arakawa. So, I think Naoshi Arakawa only did the art for this show, or for this manga. And if you guys have watched Your Lie in April, you are going to realize that the guy looks like Kosei from Your Lie in April. And there's 4 volumes to the manga, and apparently we're gonna get the English translations for these. So I am quite interested to see it actually, to have a read of this. It's already out in the US, but it's coming to Australia soon. I hope it's soon. Yeah, it is coming soon. $22. Oh, it's July. Fuck, that's a while. Why are we waiting so long for this? It's like a 3-month wait compared to the US. Man, okay. I might need to hit up someone in the bookstore. They need to get this fucking early, man. Like, what the fuck? Why are we waiting 3 months for this? It makes no fucking sense. I heard it's really good. So, published 6th of April. I can get this on Booktopia. I might actually ask my friend, one of my contacts, I guess, or someone, you know, some people I know, who can probably get this to me soon. So, yeah, I'm probably going to get into that. And, yeah, just because it's Noshi Arakawa's first ever manga, I guess, it's not his manga, technically, but he did draw it. So, yeah, I am definitely going to check that out. And apart from that, there's not much else happening lately with manga-wise. There's no movies out as well, right? There's Demon Slayer, Dub is coming out, I guess. But apart from that, there's nothing much movies. There's the new Detective Conan movie coming out. I'm not super into Detective Conan, to be honest. Like, I did watch it. I did read, like, the first, like, dozen volumes. And then, I've always wondered. So, basically, for the longest time, I did not read or got into Detective Conan for a long time. And then I was like, whatever happened to that manga, show. And then it's still going. I'm just there, like, what the fuck? Like, Why are they still covering this? Why are they still doing this? And I really liked it when it was mostly about a guy trying to actually go back to his original form. The show became what it is now and kind of like a massive franchise, and obviously. Yeah, obviously it's nowhere close to what the show used to kind of be about. From what I think I watched a couple of episodes, and I was like, the fuck? I don't know. Not the biggest fan of Detective Conan, to be fucking honest. But we need that Ava movie fucking soon, man. Like, how long are we gonna have to fucking wait for this? So yeah, I need that. I need that fucking new manga. Sorry, that new Ava movie. Fuck's sake, my brain is fried. I'm gonna leave it there. Have a good day and see ya. Bye.